Harry was sitting with his forehead pressed against the train window, trying to get a first distant glimpse of Hogwarts, but it was a moonless night and the rain-streaked window was grimy. "We'd better change," said Hermione at last, and all of them opened their trunks with difficulty and pulled on their school robes. She and Ron pinned their prefect badges carefully to their chests. Harry saw Ron checking how it looked in the black window. At last the train began to slow down, and they heard the usual racket up and down it as everyone scrambled to get their luggage and pets assembled, ready for departure. Ron and Hermione were supposed to supervise all this. They disappeared from the carriage again, leaving Harry and the others to look after Crookshanks and Pigwidgeon.
"I'll carry that owl, if you like," said Luna to Harry, reaching out for Pigwidgeon as Neville stowed Trevor carefully in an inside pocket.
Thanks, said Harry, handing her the cage and hoisting Hedwig's more securely into his arms. They shuffled out of the compartment, feeling the first sting of the night air on their faces as they joined the crowd in the corridor. Slowly they moved toward the door. Harry could smell the pine trees that lined the path down to the lake. He stepped down onto the platform and looked around, listening for the familiar calls of, "First years over here! First years!" But it did not come. Instead, a quite different voice, a brisk female one, was calling,
"First years, line up over here, please. All first years to me."
A lantern came swinging toward Harry, and by its light, he saw the prominent chin and severe haircut of Professor Grubblyplank, the witch who had taken over Hagrid's care of magical creatures lessons for a while the previous year.
"Where's Hagrid?" he said out loud.
"I don't know," said Ginny, "but we'd better get out of the way. We're blocking the door."
"Oh, yeah."
Harry and Ginny became separated as they moved off along the platform and out through the station. Jostled by the crowd, Harry squinted through the darkness for a glimpse of Hagrid. He had to be here. Harry had been relying on it. Seeing Hagrid again had been one of the things to which he had been looking forward most. But there was no sign of him at all.
"He can't have left,"
Harry told himself as he shuffled slowly through a narrow doorway onto the road outside with the rest of the crowd. "He's just got a cold, or something." He looked around for Ron or Hermione, wanting to know what they thought about the reappearance of Professor Grubblyplank, but neither of them was anywhere near him, so he allowed himself to be shunted forward onto the dark, rain-washed road outside Hogsmeade Station. Here stood the 100 or so horseless stagecoaches that always took the students above first year up to the castle. Harry glanced quickly at them, turned away to keep a lookout for Ron and Hermione, then did a double take.